In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Richard Battle joining us as he does every Wednesday, author of Navigating Life's Journey. Richard, welcome back. How are you today, sir?
John, I'm doing fantastic, and it's so great to be with you again.
Likewise, I look forward to our conversation each week. And as I watched the Super Bowl this last Sunday, and my son was with me, and we had a good time watching it, and both of us just really enamored. And, you know, we're Broncos fans, so the fact that, you know, we're actually rooting for Tom Brady in a Super Bowl is probably ironic all in and of itself because of the rivalry between the Patriots and the Broncos and how many times he really sort of ended our hopes for anything Super Bowl related here in, Bronco country. But you have to look at him and literally just be enamored at the accomplishments that he's made. And like him or not, you still have to respect what he's done.
Well, like you, I do, and that's what fascinates me is looking at him and his longevity. And I like to study successful people and people that have overcome adversity to win, and he exhibits that. And after the game the other night, I just got to thinking, what were the qualities that are inside of him that are inside all of us, and that if we add any of them will improve our performance, and if we add all of them, we can perform at his level in whatever we're doing.
Yeah, and you know, well said, Richard, because I think that a lot of people just think, oh, well, you know, he's a great football player, and, you know, he's just been blessed with talent. Well, while that may be true, and granted, Richard, you have to have athletic talent and have arm strength and be able to do the things that those guys can do physically. Let's face it, Richard, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL today that I think even Tom Brady would sit here and tell you and I have got better athleticism than he has, and yet he has accomplished so much more than all of them together have.
Well, yes, there is no doubt of that. And when he was drafted out of college, he was the seventh quarterback taken in the 199th choice in the draft. He was so lightly regarded. So for him to perform in the NFL for 20 years at championship caliber, it takes something inside of him. And that's the thing that I wanted to examine. And what can I do to improve myself? And that was what I would like to share with everybody and hope that it helps your audience as well.
All right, so we'll do that in a moment. I want to remind everybody, though, that whether you like Tom Brady or not, Richard, my son, said this the other day, Tom Brady, when going to the Super Bowl, he's been 10 times richer. He's won 7 of 10, which means he has a 70% chance of winning the Super Bowl, or that's what his ratio has, you know, that's what his average has become. It's better than a coin flip, if you would. So let's talk about how he's been able to achieve that.
Well, yes, and he didn't win any of those Super Bowls on the day the game was played.
That's right.
That's the important thing us to remember. None of us succeed at anything the day that we succeed when we start. And he started at some time when he was a youngster with a vision. He made a choice that he wanted to be a football player. And that's the first thing. When I look at my life, when I haven't succeeded, it's because I didn't make a choice and set a goal or an objective I wanted to follow. But when I did have the vision and make the choice, that set me on the path that permitted the rest of these things to help me.
Agree. And what you just said is so true. And I think, you know, one of the things that I try to coach my clients, my business clients on is, you know, with no target, we have no idea where we're going. And yes, we can look at different metrics and P&Ls and things like that. But if we don't have a goal, like you just said, what are we going to achieve?
Well, absolutely. And the second thing is he took a chance many times putting himself out there from high school to college, even in the pros, to give himself a chance, and that risk he took. And so we have to put ourselves at risk if we're going to become more than what we are. And then he made a change. He took action, and he continues to take action with his diet, with his workouts, to put himself on that path for championship performance.
You know, the guy does not eat strawberries at all because of the seeds that are in them and the high carbs that they have, Richard. So he has a very, very strict eating plan that he adheres to.
Well, and that's what helps him with the longevity. And that's part of the next thing is he channels, which is another word for focus. He is laser focused on being the very best player he can be and being the best influence and leader of his team. And again, when I found myself being mediocre, it's because I haven't focused on certain things. And when I've succeeded, I've put a focus to them and emphasized them to where I could win.
All right. And guys like you and I, you know, we tend to look at things that way. We're fairly, not fairly, we're driven individuals. How would you, for the folks that are listening that maybe aren't so much in that camp, but maybe know they should be, what are some things that you do when it comes to that, you know, that commitment? I mean, is there a daily routine? Are there things you write down? You know, give us a tip or a trick on that, Richard.
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think discipline is very important, or a dedication or a commitment. And so I try to have a routine, but unlike when I was in the corporate world, I allow myself to adapt to things that happen where I will change as necessary to have a better overall day. But I think having a routine is helpful.
I agree.
Times to get up, go to bed,
agree.
Work out, et cetera.
I agree with that. And even, you know, where I'm at in this stage of life, and I've had folks even close to me say, you know, because I'm still one of those guys, Richard, that's typically up between, you know, 6:30, and I realize it's a little later. It used to be I was a, you know, 5:30 to 6 guy. Now it's 6 to 6:30, so I've given myself kind of a half an hour cushion. And I'm at a stage in life to where, let's face it, I probably don't need to put in the, you know, 70 or 80 hours a week like I still do because I just enjoy working. But what you just said, and in my world, I guess I cannot give that part of it up. Even on days, even on Sundays, where I know I've got a free day and I don't have anything planned business-wise, Richard, that's my one day a week off. I'm still a guy that's up at 6:30 or 7 on a Sunday morning.
Well, and it doesn't have to be work-related things. The question is, what areas do we want to improve in, and what steps can we take to help ourselves improve? And that could be family-related. It could be volunteer work,
right.
Church things, whatever it is, consistent performance will help us be champions. And that's the
Agreed.
Next step.
Agreed. All right, what's next?
Well, and then the seventh, I should say commitment and dedication. And I think what's interesting is the definition of dedication that I love says it's the ability and determination to complete a resolution long after the mood which it was made is gone.
Yes.
And so often we get excited and we commit to something, and when the mood's over with, we rationalize giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
And dedicated people who persist, like Tom Brady, they continue long after that euphoria is gone.
That's right. That's right. Ah, and it's exactly the way. And you know what? And it's one of those things, too, that for those of you that are parents, I think it's, you know, so important, and I'm very thankful that, you know, Richard, I had a father whose name was Richard as well. I had a father that instilled in all of us kids how should I say this? If we went and did something, so we tried out for the football team and made it, or basketball or whatever it was, no matter how much you may have hated what you started, he would not allow us to quit. You had to finish. There was no choice in our family.
Well, absolutely, and that's a bad habit to get into. And once you do it, it makes it easier to do it again. And when I've fallen short of something when I was younger and done something like that, that causes a regret in the future. And the pain of regret is greater and lasts much longer than the pain of failure. So it's better to persist and fail than it is to quit and regret.
You know, these are all things too, Richard. I think even, you know, even those of us, you and I, that are, you know, driven and we teach on these things, I still need to be reminded of these things on an ongoing basis because, you know, Richard, life happens. I mean, you've experienced it. That's part of what the book Navigating Life's Journey is about, is even some of the things that you went through as an individual. You know, I've been through those things, and I know everybody looks at folks like us and think, oh, yeah, must be nice. You guys can sit there and be on radio and talk about those things. Well, you know, Richard, I can also remember times where, you know, I'd get up at 4:30 in the morning and work till 10 o'clock at night, get home, sleep a few hours, and go back out and head out and do it all over again. And, I've had my share of mistakes along the way as well. So, I mean, you learn from those mistakes, you grow. And, you know, much like Tom Brady, let's face it, there were some things that he did in his career. You know, let's face it, he lost 3 Super Bowls also. Yeah, he won 7 out of 10, but we all need to be reminded that he also lost 3 but came back from those.
Yes, and we can look at a lot of successful people who overcame adversity and challenges. You can look at Walt Disney, the Wright brothers, Abraham Lincoln, so many historical people we can look at that have done that. And yes, I think the key for us is when we face that adversity or setbacks, we don't allow that to stop us. We keep coming every day.
Yep.
And I love the quote from Bud Wilkinson, who was a Hall of Fame Oklahoma coach. It said, if you're going to be a champion, you must be willing to pay a greater price. Mm. So it's not easy. We have to pay a greater price to perform better, and that's just part of the admission price.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Also, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. You've got something special you'd like to give folks. What is it?
Well, on Valentine's weekend, from Friday through Sunday, Navigating Life's Journey Kindle Edition will be offered at 99 cents at Amazon. And we would encourage anyone who's thought about looking at that book, and we hope you will, because I think it will lift spirits and encourage
Agreed.
People. That this will be the best deal you'll ever see, 99 cents.
It is. And, folks, I've read the book. It's awesome. There's so many great stories in it. And, again, Richard, for me, and like you, there are still days, even in today's world, even in my life now, where, yeah, there's different things that come up, different trials, you know, different events, business, family, you name it, even the world that we live in when it comes to COVID and politics. Yet, Richard, you still got to get up every day. You still got to do what you do. You still have to perform at a high level and make things happen because, frankly, I don't want the alternative.
That is absolutely true. And on my best day of successes, I still have things I fall short as. And so we have to keep up and get up and go and just try to be better every day than we were the day before.
Richard, it's a joy, as always, having you. I really appreciate it. I've gotten to know you each and every week a little bit more, and for that I also am grateful for, and I just consider you a friend, and I thank you for all you're doing, sir.
Likewise, John, we appreciate being with you and knowing you better every week, and we say God bless America. And
Amen.
That's a good work.
Amen. Richard, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. Richard Battle again, Navigating Life's Journey. And I hope you can tell from Richard just the temperament, the wisdom, the acumen that he has. And the book really speaks volumes. And it's just a really, it's a book that's compiled, literally compilations of successful stories, not always, you know, stories that you thought would be that way in the beginning. But it's just a great set of stories, and it's written in such a way that, you know, you can read one per day, that sort of a thing, and even make it a part of your meditation, your devotion, your quiet time, whatever you want to call it. And it's just a great book. So Navigating Life's Journey, on sale this weekend, 99 cents. Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart, who, by the way, another great friend that I've learned to really get to know here lately and just learn more about him and his business and what he does, and has, in my opinion, one of the greatest revolutionary products that I think is going to change the roofing industry as time goes by. And I believe it's going to change the roofing industry just like auto glass repair did for the auto glass world. And what I mean by that is I think as time goes by, you're going to see even insurance companies looking at this harder, realizing they can do some rejuvenation versus replacement and or do some preventative maintenance on roofs, thereby not having to spend money on that replacement. So find out what's going on with your roof. Dave will do a free roof inspection, can even do repairs on your roof now. 303-710-6916. That's Roof Max with Dave Hart.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, get your free mortgage checkup. And what I mean by that is have Kurt just go through, find out where you're at with your mortgage, what he can do to save you money, and he'll do it. That's simple. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, again, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, I want to thank Richard Battle for joining us each week as he does and takes time out of his day, and I appreciate that very much. I have a little clip I want to play. Our next guest is going to talk a little bit about Ron DeSantis of Florida. And today, of course, maybe some of you out there listening don't know this, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, today was their celebration day, I guess you would call it, where a lot of cities would have, you know, a celebration down whatever main street they have in their city. In this case, they went up and down the canals in boats. And I think even Tom Brady took the Lombardi Trophy and threw it from one boat to another, which he's getting ditzed about. Nothing happened to the trophy, so it's all fine. But a lot of folks out there, especially those on the left, were really upset at the boat parade, I guess you could call it. The fact that folks were unmasked and gathering together and doing all these things. And it came up, I believe, even in a press conference. So let me play just a clip here. It's a real short clip of DeSantis' response to what some of these reporters were actually questioning. Here we go.
as a, quote, peaceful protest, and that's fine. You don't care as much if they're celebrating a Biden election. You only care about if it's people that you don't like. So I'm a Bucks fan. I'm damn proud of what they did on Sunday night.
All right, and I know that was really quiet. That's Twitter, and somebody probably took that off a TV screen and then stuck it up on Twitter. I apologize. I should have found a little bit louder feed. But bottom line is, what he's basically saying is, it's not okay for the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl, come back, celebrate, and have folks joining in with that, having all the liberals criticize that happening. Yet, no one criticizes when there's protests, riots, celebration of Biden winning the presidency, and so on. And you know what? He's correct. Now, what's interesting is, all this past summer, we all saw with our own two eyes, at least I know I and Charlie did, multiple protests where people were running around maskless. Yeah, there'd be a protest, you know, here or there where somebody had a mask on. But just like liberals would be, the responses to DeSantis were, of course, clips, pictures of protests where everybody in that particular scene has a mask on. Well, you could go out and pick and choose that, of course. You can find where those things are. But we all know that, by and large, the majority of protesters running around this last summer were maskless. We saw it here in Denver. It's funny, by the way, how the left has forgotten about all those events that happened this past summer. At any rate, DeSantis, I think, had a really great answer. There's a lot of folks out there, especially the left, who don't like anything he does, which, by the way, the left doesn't like anything the right does. I had a texter last week ask me, you know, don't you think that we should get to a point where there's some, you know, common ground and somebody can come along and, you know, get the two sides to meet in the middle? And I said kindly, no, that's actually impossible. What the left believes in and stands on versus what the right stands on and believes in are two completely different things. They're polar opposites. In my opinion, it's good versus evil. Now, others would argue with me and say, well, you're saying all left is evil. I think all the principles of the left and what they stand on is, yes. If you look at their party platform, yes, it's evil. Taking something from the rich, giving to the poor, that's Robin Hood. That's not, by the way, that's not even biblical. And yes, that's evil. Theft is evil, folks. I don't care how you want to justify it. I don't care how you want to clean that up. Theft is theft. It's still evil. Abortion, killing of unborn, evil. I can go down the list, folks. And wealth distribution, by the way, don't come back and tell me that that's a good thing, because no, it's not. Again, it's theft. It's taking from somebody that has and that has worked really hard to get it and giving it away to somebody else that didn't. This is something we can talk more and more about, and maybe Rachel and I will tomorrow, or I may even come back and talk more about it. We've got our next guest joining us here in just one moment. Patrick Wood will be with us, editor of Technocracy News and Trends, a worldwide journal dedicated to critical analysis of technocracy and globalization. We'll talk to him in just one moment. In the meantime, though, Purefoy Chevrolet, was just on their website, by the way, shopping online, which you also can do. You can go to the website, purefoychevrolet.com, and find out what kind of deals they've got, what kind of inventory they have, new and used. And by the way, right now, it's $5,750 off of a new 2021 Equinox. It's around $5,200 off of a new Chevy half-ton pickup. So if you're interested in a newer used car or truck, Purefoy Chevrolet is the place to go. And as I just did, you can go online and shop at purefoychevrolet.com.
You know, when I go into Purefoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purefoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purefoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience, and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purefoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, and to make sure that your health of your finances is where it needs to be. Yes, I said it that way because it's Health and Wellness Wednesday. Make sure that you're financially healthy. In a lot of cases, you need to know what's happening down the road. Inflation, for example, how's that going to affect you? How's it going to affect retirement? What are you going to do in retirement? These are all things Al can help you with. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now. Estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Charlie's getting our next guest, Patrick Wood, on. And Charlie's much smarter in the grammar and spelling world than I am. It's technocracy. Make sure I say that right. Like democracy, only technocracy. Technocracy, Charlie says. Technocracy. Make sure I say that right. Technocracy. Like democracy, only for the technical end of things, the electronic world. So I'll get it right here at some point. It's a new word. I've never even heard of it before. In fact, in my opinion, it's probably it's a word we should know more about. Let's just say it that way. Patrick Wood joining us now, though. Patrick, welcome. Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
Hey, John.
I appreciate you joining us. Founder, director of Citizens for Free Speech, a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting and defending of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So talk to us about where we're going with all of this technology, the New World Order, and so on.
Well, I'll tell you what, the attacks on the First Amendment have been across the board. Every single element of the First Amendment is being crushed right now because of COVID and all the policies and stuff around the world. It's not just an American thing, as you know. It's a global
right.
thing, but it's killing our First Amendment in particular.
Yeah, we're allowing it to, I guess, probably the best way to say that, right? I mean, we're following suit with what other countries have done, forgetting that we aren't other countries.
That's exactly right, and we aren't. And if we lose the right to the First Amendment and free speech and freedom of the press, I hate to say it, but it's game over. We simply cannot allow this to happen. So we're all about recreating civic discourse in America to help people get into their local communities and root some of this stuff out from the ground up. Local activism, in other words.
I agree, and I've said it many times on air, Patrick, you know, there's two, in my opinion, two amendments. I mean, yes, they're all Constitution in general, all the amendments, very, very important. But to me, the two that really stand out, that if we lose either one of them, we're gone. We're done. That's the First and Second Amendment. We lose the Second Amendment, you're definitely going to lose the First. But you know what? If we lose the First, you're liable to lose the Second as well. They go hand in hand.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's the next line of defense. If the First Amendment goes, is the Second Amendment. They knew that. They just got done with a revolution of their own.
And exactly.
They full well knew the consequence of not communicating with other people in society. that's when the guns come out. That's when the fighting starts. And I, as American, for one thing, I do not want to see that happen in America.
I don't either.
I don't. What your persuasion is?
No, I know. Patrick, thank you for saying that. And I will stand by that and have all along, and I'll continue to do so. I also will say that if it comes to that, and I feel like my own life and family's lives are being threatened, then yes, I will stand my ground. But I hope, Patrick, pray that we as a country don't get to that point. I really do. I don't want that. That's devastating. I don't know the country could recover from that.
I know it couldn't, and it may not recover from the loss of free speech in general. But you understand, nobody has free speech when you're wearing a face diaper.
Right.
It just can't happen.
Right.
Or when you can't assemble, when you have to be 6 feet apart.
Well, and let's add one more layer to that, Patrick. When we're getting, you know, when the cancel culture is continuing to gain steam and getting to the point where you can't call a man or a woman, we have problems. And that's literally where we're at today.
Yes, it is. And the redefinition of words and terms and somewhere along the way, it just absolutely has to stop. But only Americans can make the stop. Washington, D.C. is not going to save us from this, I hate to say.
No, they're not.
I think everybody realizes that.
No, we, you know, it, to me, it's like this. I had a conversation today with a young person that's in school in, junior high and was, having a little conversation about what the, teachers try to promote when it comes to all of these, new pronouns that are now supposed to be used in this misconception that young people have that if you mislabel someone, someone that's naturally a man or naturally a woman, if we mislabel them, we've somehow created some sort of, sin. And the reality is, and I had this conversation of, no, you haven't committed a sin. There are only two sexes. There's but, once in a blue moon where somebody is, born with both parts. And I'm not getting into that, Patrick. That's a whole other conversation, which, by the way, involves such a very, very, very minute part of the population that we should not change all of the rules just for that. The reality is a man has an Audi, a woman has an innie, and we need to call it as it is.
That's exactly right. And, of course, that kind of relabeling has kind of gone all the way across the social sphere right now. Social media is famous for virtual signaling,
right,
and canceling people for the dumbest things, whether it be for some, you brought up something about a black person or a white person, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's racist. And if you're white, it's two times racist.
Yeah, even though, in my opinion, what's happening on the other side, including even the White House right now wanting to give out more in the way of handouts, COVID relief and so on, to the color of your, based upon the color of your skin, to me, that's just reverse racism.
It absolutely is reverse racism. And, when they say, when the left says that we need to do away with systemic racism, there is no systemic racism other than the one they created.
Right. Right.
That's evident in what you just said. They're the ones that created the systemic racism by embedding it into these types of discussions.
Again, folks, talking to Patrick Wood, founder and director of Citizens for Free Speech. So, Patrick, I'm always a results kind of a guy. It's just the way I am. It's how I grew up. I'm a fix-it kind of a guy. I've been self-employed since I was 22. It's just what I do. So, question for you, how do we move forward? How do we fix this?
Well, number one, we're training people on how to retraining people, how to have civil discourse in the local community, whether it be amongst family members or neighbors or people in the city council and different boards and stuff in your city. And we want to give people the skills to go out into the marketplace of ideas and make a difference. We have basically left this void for the last 25, 30 years where we have been absent from the public arena.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back in it. And this is the only way at this point I think we can save the country from the ground up. And if we don't do it, well, we'll pay
we're
the
done.
Consequences
yeah,
for it.
No, I agree. And I, by the way, I like your approach. This has to be from the ground up. And yet we have to be trained in what to say and in, how to say it in a way that it's meaningful. And I think what I mean by that. I mean, there's that old phrase. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. There's ways to say things more correctly than there is others, and having the proper training in how to do so, I believe, is vital.
You're absolutely right, and this is what we strive to do. Our director of training, by the way, Mary Baker, tells our students, if you don't have a seat at the table, you are what's for dinner.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. And again, folks, this is about, you know, getting involved and taking part in what's going on, taking part in your community. And in a way, Patrick, even discussions, you know, if you would, round tables that happen after church at dinner with, you know, with other parishioners and folks you may be involved in, you have to know what to say, what words to use to get your point across and basically combat what we're up against. It's a war. It's an all-out war right now.
Exactly. And it is an art. I want to stress that. It's an art of discourse that is fully learnable. It can be learned, even if we've forgotten over the years, you know, what it's all about. But we need to eradicate the hostility and, you know, get level communication with people that we may or may not agree with and get some kind of discourse going. This is the way America was founded.
Right.
This is the way it's supposed to work. And right now, the enemies of our Constitution are going after the First Amendment with everything they have.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, this is a lot like, for folks listening, this is a lot like, Patrick, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is basically sales 101. And what I know from sales 101, Patrick, if you're trying to get something sold and get your point across, you have that there are tools in a toolbox you can use to make that happen. And I know one of the ways you do that also is by, you know, you can't be, you know, just dogmatic in their face. You know, you got to buy this or you got to believe my idea. This is the right way. This is the only way. A lot of times, Patrick, the way to get your point across is by asking other questions of them.
Absolutely. And we teach that incessantly in our training, to learn how to ask the right questions to draw people out and find out what they think before you step in and literally step in it.
Yeah. You know, in sales, it's called building rapport. You build rapport with someone before you can actually, you know, sell them an item. And this is much the same. You've got to have that relationship in the beginning. Otherwise, everything's falling on deaf ears anyways.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So there's, on one hand, there is hope because there's a lot of people in America who really want to get on it.
And I think, Patrick, just my own belief is I think there's a lot more hope than even a lot of us as conservatives, you know, think there is. I know a lot of folks out there are discouraged by what just happened, but I try to encourage people that, hey, you know what? We've got other chances to come back, and we're not down for the count. You know, we can come back and do things. And by the way, just a reminder to everybody listening, you know, the entire country did not vote for Joe Biden. In fact, there's a great article, and we talked about this in our National Crawford Roundtable, that, you know, Time Magazine did an article about how they basically won this election. And Patrick, by the way, they did it in much of the same way that you're talking about right now.
Exactly right.
So
That's right.
It's very doable. And now, granted, they had freely admitted that they did some things to have an edge over us in this past election in regards to, you know, big tech and some of the things that even you're talking about today. But the reality, Patrick, is, you know, they just gave us as conservatives in a Time publication, they gave us the playbook on how to beat them.
That's exactly right. I have to say the one thing that these people are absolutely scared to death of is the populist movement in America.
Right.
That is, the technocrats are definitely afraid of the populist movement in America. That's basically us. It's not really a political party in the sense of Democrat, Republican, but it's people who believe in freedom and liberty and the Constitution. We just want to set stuff right so that we can, you know, get some relief out here for our problems.
Right.
Not a difficult thing to ask. So there's a lot of people out here that are ready to take action.
Right.
We just want to help. We just want to hold the flag up and say, guys, over here, we'll help you.
How do they find you, Patrick? Give them a website.
They find us on citizensforfreespeech.org. It's free to join. Everybody should get on the line with us and stand with us.
All right. I'll do it. I'll get on it and get it handled. Patrick, I appreciate it. Anything else comes up, let us know. We'll get you back on, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it very much. Again, folks listening, that's Patrick Wood, Citizens, plural, citizensforfreespeech.org. So citizensforfreespeech.org. Bruce Simmons is coming up next, folks. If you're sitting on a pile of equity, you're over the age of 62, a reverse mortgage might be the thing that you need to just help you in lots of areas of life. And by the way, a reverse mortgage is just not for folks that don't have any money. Anybody can take advantage of a reverse mortgage. Find out if it's right for you. KLZradio.com, 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, a good shop where they can help you with the repair of your car if you've been involved in a collision. They've got a mobile estimating app now you can find right on their website, and you can get there by going to klzradio.com. But there's three locations, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City, and they'll get your vehicle fixed to original equipment specifications or better. So again, find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started A Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Even back then, Al saw the way corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One crisp winter morning in Sweden, a cute little girl named Greta woke up to a perfect world, one where there were no petroleum products ruining the earth. She tossed aside her cotton sheet and wool blanket and stepped out onto a dirt floor covered with willow bark that had been pulverized with rocks. "What's this?" she asked. "Pulverized willow bark," replied her fairy godmother. "What happened to the carpet?" she asked. "The carpet was nylon, which is made from butadiene and hydrogen cyanide, both made from petroleum," came the response. Greta smiled, acknowledging that adjustments are necessary to save the planet, and moved to the sink to brush her teeth, where instead of a toothbrush, she found a willow mangled on one end to exposed wood fiber bristles. "Your old toothbrush," noted her godmother, "also nylon." "Where's the water?" asked Greta. Down the road in the canal," replied her godmother. "Just make sure you avoid water with the cholera in it." "Why, there's no running water?" Greta said, becoming a little peevish. "Well," said her godmother, who happened to teach engineering at MIT, "where do we begin?" There followed a long monologue about how sink valves need elastomer seats, and how copper pipes contain copper, which has to be mined, and how it's impossible to make all-electric earth-moving equipment with no gear lubrication or tires, and how one has to be smelted to make metal, and that's tough to do with only electricity as a source of heat, and even if you use only electricity, the wires need insulation, which is petroleum-based, and though most of Sweden's energy is produced in an environmentally friendly way because of hydrogen or because of hydro plants and nuclear. If you do a mass and energy balance around the whole system, you still need lots of petroleum products like lubricants and nylon and rubber for tires and asphalt for filling potholes and wax and iPhone plastic and elastic to hold your underwear up while operating a copper smelting furnace and. What's for breakfast? Interjected Greta, whose head was already hurting. Fresh, range-fed chicken eggs, replied her godmother. Raw. How so raw? Inquired Greta. Well, once again, Greta was told about the need for petroleum products like transformer oil and scores of petroleum products essential for producing metals for frying pans. In the end was education about how you can't have a petroleum-free world and then cook eggs unless you rip your front fence up and start a fire and carefully cook your egg in an orange peel like you do in the Boy Scouts. Not that you can find oranges in Sweden anymore, but I want poached eggs like my Aunt Tilda makes, lamented Greta. Tilda died this morning, the godmother explained. Bacterial pneumonia. What? Interjected Greta. No one dies of bacterial pneumonia. We have penicillin. Not anymore, explained the godmother. The production of penicillin requires chemical extraction using isobutyl acetate, which, of course, you know your organic chemistry, is petroleum-based. Lots of people are dying, which is problematic because there's not an easy way of disposing of the bodies since backhoes need hydraulic oil and crematoriums can't really burn many bodies using the fuel Swedish fences and furniture make up, which are rapidly disappearing, being used on the black market for roasting eggs and also staying warm. This represents only a fraction of Greta's day, a day without microphones to exclaim into, and a day without much food, and a day without carbon fiber, boats to sail in, but a day that will save the planet. Tune in tomorrow when Greta needs a root canal and learns how Novocaine is synthesized. Funny story, folks, but actually rather true. Without oil and all of the things that it provides our modern world, we would literally go back to living in the Dark Ages. This is something evidently the left and Joe Biden and his regime, actually, I think they understand. And I actually think they want you to go back in time, much like this story talks about, because when you don't have the modern conveniences, you don't have the ability to think about things other than how to live day to day. You have no ability to think about who the next president should or shouldn't be. You have no ability to even be involved in politics. And basically, they can run ripshod over you because you're just trying to live day to day and sustain yourself. So my feeling is they know full well this story and what petroleum products bring to us as a country and as a world. But I also believe that they would just as soon have you go back in time, have they be the only ones that have these modern conveniences of the world, but the rest of the peasants can do without. That's my view of the Biden administration, and frankly, I don't think I'm wrong. Just look at the policies, look at the things they've already enacted in the first few days of Uncle Joe being president, and then somehow tell me I'm wrong. And those of you that are on the left that listen to me, please tell me how I'm wrong. Because the bottom line is, they want to take away from you what makes things convenient, so in the end, only they have that same convenience. Franktown Firearms, folks, is up next, and boy, much like we talked about in our last segment, the First Amendment is so, so important, but you know what? So is the Second, because when one goes away, so does the other. In fact, when we lose our Second Amendment rights, the first is, boy, it's going to be gone, if not prior to that, because they do work hand in hand. So exercise your Second Amendment right today by going to Franktown Firearms. And folks, I mean that. Support someone that supports us. Buy your gun, ammo, and training there. And again, support them, 720-770-7777. You can also find Franktown Firearms on our website, klzradio.com.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms, and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And again, folks, you know, back to the last thing that I read to you about Greta, which she's not been much in the news lately, and you kind of have to wonder why. A very misguided young lady is all I can say about Greta. She really doesn't have any clue how the world works, and yet the left has given her a bully pulpit, a stage, if you would, to get on there and spout out all the nonsense that she does on an ongoing basis. And I'm thankful I haven't had to hear much from her lately. Paul Andrews is going to join us here next, top of the hour. He is president and CEO of the National Western Stock Show. And looking forward to talking to Paul. He's going to have about a half an hour to spend with us. And I'm looking forward to talking to him about the stock show, its history, what it means to Colorado and this whole Denver metropolitan area. And for those of you that maybe don't know, I believe it's the largest show of its kind west of the Mississippi. I'm pretty sure of that. We'll double check that when Paul comes on. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal to Colorado. I do believe it will be back in 2022. We'll find out from Paul firsthand in a few minutes what exactly is going on with the National Western. So stay tuned. I'm looking forward to talking to Paul. I know he's looking forward to talking to you as well. And then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, in the 5 o'clock hour, Ari Hoffman's going to join us, and we'll talk about COVID, the deaths, where we're at now, and Governor Whitmer as well. So don't go anywhere. Hour number 3 is coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.